Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
SIP2 have today outlined a proposal for new transport police, a pilot scheme for Dublin and Cork and Limerick. The scheme proposes recruiting 125 officers based in those cities. And it follows Dublin Bus's decision earlier this month to launch a pilot scheme for security guards on buses because of the rise in antisocial behaviour on public transport. I'm joined now by Adrian Kane, who's SIP2 Transport, Aviation, Energy and Construction Divisional Organiser. Adrian, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
What are you calling for here? What are you proposing?
We're looking for a national public transport police. What we did in this study, we looked at international best practice. We looked at what's happening in the UK, looked at what's happening on the continent, and also North America as well. And in short, there's kind of myriad types of police force in those three different areas. But we've settled on, and what we're proposing is a public transport or a national public transport police. And essentially what we're using is something that's already cooked in the context of what we have out in the airport, where you have an airport police model.
Okay, so you're looking for something like the airport police, but for buses and trains, for example. On public Adrian, is it?
On public transport, all the providers, okay. You know, across Lewis, across CIE groups, Irish Rail, Dublin Bus, Bus Éireann. And these would be authorised officers, and then, crucially, they would have powers of detention and arrest.
Okay.
And we think that would be a very cost-effective approach, rather than the Gardaí who are pulled in every single direction.
Now, can I ask you, but they wouldn't be Gardaí, is that what you're saying?
No, they would not be Gardaí. Okay. They would be a standalone force. If you look at probably across the water in terms of, you have a London Transport Police. And that police service, for example, is funded by the local authority. It's funded by the provider of the service. And I think there may be some direct exchequer funding as well.
Okay.
So we would be looking at a mixed funding model. We think it would be cost effective.
Can you tell me this before we get to cost or anything else?
Yeah.
Why do we need such a thing?
Well, we did a number of surveys, and over the last 6 months, we launched our campaign called Respect Transport Workers back in February. And we did two different pieces of research, one on antisocial behaviour and the other on drug abuse and racial abuse. And the kind of standout things in relation to that is 50% of our members said they experienced antisocial behaviour on a weekly basis. And more the point is that over 55% said it got worse in the last 12 months.
What kind of antisocial behaviour?
Well, there was a myriad of stuff from, you know, and we had the launch of this policy today, and one of our female drivers talking about the experience of a brick being thrown through a window. I was looking at some footage earlier today of an air pistol being shot at, again, one of our female drivers.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different types of stuff.
But my
it's
question
getting
here
worse
is,
and
I
we
mean,
need to resolve
it. Is that common enough? Is it regular enough an occurrence to warrant the cost? And you mentioned the cost.
Well,
the
I think
extra
if there was any other group of
police.
Workers... Yeah, I think if there was any other group of workers who were saying that 50% of them were experiencing that through the course of their actual work...
Mm.
I think we'd have a fairly serious debate in relation to it. But the point I want to make
nurses
is that...
Nurses mention that they get assaulted regularly, don't they?
They do, but that's in a specific particular area, and particularly around A&E.
Okay, so you think it's necessary, which is fair enough. And people can let
well,
me know on their...
But
I'd love to know from people listening on their commute if they feel it's necessary as well, the 51551. Can I ask you this, though?
Okay.
And I know you want to make another point, but you go back for a second to, you said they'd be authorised officers, that they wouldn't be Gardaí, that they'd have powers of detention and arrest. What kind of
which
equipment?
Which is the case with the airport.
Okay,
police
fair enough. So what kind of equipment would they have? Would they have batons? Would they have...
I mean, we haven't gone into that detail. I think that the two points that I would make, we are completely out of line with every other European... a North American and UK area that we've looked at. There is no place that does not have a transport police, whether that's directly under, form police officers or the lesser, as what we're suggesting here. Mm-hmm. There is no other country that we looked at that doesn't have a transport police, right? We're completely out of kilter with it. Second point that I would make is that this can be done in a cost-effective way. At the moment, we're spending around 10 million per annum with regard to private security firms. Our estimation in relation to this, and if you were to roll it out for 125 officers across the larger urban areas, it'll come in at around 12.5 million. Okay, so it's a no-brainer in terms of essentially having a uniform approach, and I use that in the two senses of the word.
But you do away with
uniforms, and you would have a universal approach across all.
But hang on a second here, now, because you do away then, would you not, with the security that's there already?
Yes, you would.
Which gives more coverage, does it not, Adrian?
I would argue that what we need is, and that one of the reasons why we're putting this forward, and of course there's some kind of crossover with regard to people who check fares, etc. Not talking about doing away with them, but we want to get a uniform, universal approach across all modes of public transport. And we think we would get more bang for our buck with regard to creating a professional police force, as in the airport police force, that is well respected, who have a specific job to do and can get specialised in the areas that we're talking about.
But, yeah.
We're also suggesting, as part of that, if I could just finish, Cormac, mm-hmm. question, but our public transport assistance units. We looked at two examples in Belgium and in France, in which there are people with specific kind of, homeless people with drug addiction problems. It's sometimes that's not an antisocial thing. It means that we have nobody looking after those people.
Yes,
that was something that came out of the task force yesterday as well. And we believe that there's a role in that kind of social care space as well.
Okay, and that's a fair point. My final question on this, though, is these authorised officers, for want of a better phrase, there's a bit of antisocial behaviour or a fight on a bus. They arrive onto the bus. They detain and arrest the people. Then they have to call the guards, don't they, and hand them over?
I think we'd have to look at in terms of are there areas of detention in different areas of the city, etc. That kind of detail would have to be worked out.
But hang on, if they only have powers of detention and arrest, they can't bring them to a station as such. They'd have to call the guards. Well, so my question is, why not just call the guards already and just wait for them to arrive?
As I say, we're completely out of kilter. This isn't working, and if you ask somebody when they're on Dublin bus and there's an incident, and then the bus driver, because he's following the rules, or he or she has to pull in the bus.
Okay,
and you're there waiting for a guard who's busy doing other work, and you may have to wait an hour for that to happen.
Okay.
The idea in relation to a professional approach that builds respect and that people feel safe with is that it acts as a deterrent.
Okay, I hear you loud and clear.
This can be done in a cost-effective way. Most political parties are on board with the concept, but nobody's filling out the policy.
Okay.
That's what
you're proposing.
Today,
you're proposing at a very good time with an election coming up.
Absolutely.
Adrian Cain.
We intend to push it over the next number of weeks.
Okay. Adrian Cain of SIP2, thank you very much indeed. Do you agree with Adrian? 51551. Police for Transport. Why not set up a specialised division of Angorda Síochána, says another listener. Another says, what we really need is a few severe sentences for these thugs. Right now, just like the severe sentences handed out in Britain recently, there would be no need for a special transport police if that were done, says that listener to 51551.